All right, we're back now with Amesbury High School football coach Colin McQueen. And coach, man, things have tightened up in the Cape Ann League. Congratulations on what must have been an amazing game last weekend.
Yeah, thank you. It certainly is tight in the Cal. There's always good competition, yep.
Well, I see you got one, two, three, four, four teams at the top, all at 3-1. But the big thing is you guys did knock off North Reading. They were flying high. Tell me a little bit about this game. I'm having some problems getting the readouts on this thing.
Yeah. Well, first of all, our covering paper is the Newburyport Daily News. So I know we're in there. And then sometimes if you can't get to it, you gotta clear out the cookies and everything and then get in there.
Okay, because I did try to do that. I know Kyle's a one man show and it's hard for him to get everything in. So
yep.
Thanks for the plug, and I will link to that also, Coach.
All right. But yeah, so we're in there. It was a 30-28 win. And it was one that came right down to the wire, like many of our games have. Very, very exciting, especially in the fourth quarter. There was quite a bit of scoring. We put up two touchdowns and converted both two-pointers, and then they scored twice and only converted one of the two-pointers, and that was the difference. You know, we had a couple actually leading to our first score of the fourth quarter. It was actually at the very end of the third quarter we had the conversion. There was a 4th-and-5. And Nick Martin was able to convert that on a sweep play. And then the big one was in the fourth quarter, driving, you know, tied 22-22, and big 4th-and-3 play, you know, at about the 40-yard line going in. And we actually went to the air, threw the ball, big completion to a wide open Henry O'Neill over the top, and he was able to run away from everybody and score. And then you know, the weird, sometimes you need the ball to bounce your way. We actually got that on the two-pointer following that score. We had a fumble, and then it ended up bouncing right to Andrew Baker, who was in the end zone, covered it up, and that was our two-point conversion. They scored right away. It took them only 4 plays, got the ball back, drove the field, and we were lucky enough to have a ball batted down. We got some pressure on him, and he tried to come back against the grain and hit an open receiver. One of our D linemen got a hand on it as a few of them had the quarterback in the grasp. So it was a very, very exciting one. We were able to convert a first down and then take knees and run the clock out.
You know, it sounds like, the key moments were, at the most, important times in the game. As you looked at the game tape and everything, who stood out for you, on the line, Coach?
On the line, you know, it's been the same guys who we've always leaned on, and Big Tony and Devin Gannon at the tackle positions. They've been great. The D lineman I just mentioned who batted that ball down in the defensive line was a young guy, Aaron Baruti. He really was getting his first taste of varsity time, on Friday night and made the most of it for sure. You know, and then it was a great performance again by our backs, but the guy who stood out in the stat line the most was Drew Mack, our quarterback. We knew North Reading was going to pack the box, and we were going to have to probably beat him through the air. He threw for 2 touchdowns and 158 yards through the air, 6 of 7. And his only incompletion, he threw it away because they actually did a good job of covering it up on that one. But threw the ball with great touch, made great decisions, and was huge for us through the air.
That must have been a great game to watch. Was that a home game for you guys?
It was, yeah.
First
time back since that game against Wayland. We were on the road for the last three, so the home fans were rocking, and it was an exciting environment for sure.
All right. Okay, so who's up next for you guys?
Next, we got Linfield coming into town.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy game.
They've always got great athletes, and we'll do our best to be ready for that one. But, yeah, no, we'll have our hands full. It's a tough end of the season for us. We got them, and then we got Pentucket coming to town, and they've been doing very well as well.
You know, and Hamilton Wenham is up there at the top. You beat North Reading. You guys are up there 3-1. And as you say, Pentucket, the Cape Ann League just, man, it's going to go down. It could even end up being decided on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you never know. And then the other part that makes me very proud is where everyone's fallen, you know, in the state playoff system.
Mm-hmm.
I think all these Cal teams are going to be very competitive against the rest of the state. And, you know, that's good. You know, when you get great games every week, it gets you ready for the postseason, and we feel that the Cal is as strong now as it has been, you know?
Yeah, it's nice to see so many North Shore teams in all the different divisions, ranked very highly. So we got a good chance here in the MIAA tournament. Coach, anything else you want to mention?
No, I don't think so. Hopefully we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, Coach, I appreciate it. Take care.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you. That's Colin McQueen, who is the Amesbury High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.